years, PassionWorks Art Studio in Athens, Ohio has been pleasing our eyes with vibrant, unusual art. But now, their newest project is pleasing our ears. Producer Sandra Slight Brennan recently got a preview.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to the Athens Public Library. This evening, the usually silent place was abuzz with activity, as over 100 people squeezed into the places between the books. The children's storytime area had been converted into a performance space. Denny Notzinger's Hocking College creative writing students had been working with the developmentally disabled adults at PassionWorks Art Studio, a part of the Athens County Sheltered Workshop. The Hocking College students helped the developmentally disabled, who often have difficulty expressing themselves, to write poetry.
These little brown birds are flying south to Florida where the sun shines warm. These little brown birds are
The road is long, but I know where it goes.
Recently, they took their poetry writing a step further. Patty Mitchell is the founder and director of PassionWorks.
For 3 years, they have been generating some of the most beautiful poetry. And at the same time, Jeff Bierlein, our volunteer coordinator, was bringing in musicians. And we had Gay Dalzell come in doing music therapy with folks here. And then the two just kind of collided. And we found a poem, and I looked at the poem, and it already looked like a song. I handed it to Gay, and she said, oh, she brought it home to Bruce, who composed and recorded in his studio at home. And really, within the next week, she brought in a CD of a finished song from one of the poems, and it was so beautiful.
I was a little baby, oh, yes, I was, when my mama had me.
So they wrote a grant for the Appalachian Arts Program for Bruce Dalzell to produce the project. He enlisted 12 area musicians to compose and record songs from the poems. One of the artists he enlisted was Laura Nadeau, an Athens area musician and the lead singer in the band Stella. Laura chose a song written by Serena Winner. It became the title cut on the CD.
I hadn't written anything on my own for a long time, and so I thought it'd be kind of interesting to try to write music to something that the words were already provided.
Watching the sunset from my window, I just had it in my mind, and I wrote it on paper, and Laura liked the song.
Songwriter Serena Winner is 28. She has cerebral palsy and lupus and is confined to a wheelchair.
Do you remember what you were thinking about when you wrote it?
My boyfriend, David Dewey.
Touch the soft orange sky to a castle in the clouds.
The first time I read it, I wanted to do that song specifically because it said pink in it, because pink is my favorite color.
The start of it is based in reality and talks about her physical issues, and then she just dreams herself out of her body and she's flying and going to a castle in the sky where she meets David. It is just so romantic.
Riding a Harley off the...
I got really excited about some of the stuff that Serena had written. I was inspired from her words and was able to use her words and her thoughts, but also put my own thoughts within her words as well. So it kind of became a real collaboration between us as far as writing it even goes.
Circulating purple, blue, and green.
I read it and I reread it and I reread it, and I kept thinking, how am I going to put music to this?
And the ball that saw
I'm proud. I go, wow, did I make that into a song?
And did you recognize your words?
Yeah, I did.
Could you relate to the material in the music? You know, the kinds of things that Serena wrote about?
Well, that was interesting because that was one of the most powerful parts of this project for me. After I wrote the music, I was so overwhelmed because all the words that she says in her song are things that I dream of as like a 35-year-old woman and have always thought of and wanted. I just never looked at Serena and thought, Serena thinks about those kind of things too, because I saw disability first, I saw her as a person, but I never saw her as a woman. And it was really powerful for me to be able to recognize that we are so much alike.
You know, when you bring artists together, ideas and concepts and new, testing new boundaries, it's going to happen. And that's exactly what happened. Here, it was just having this melding of different art forms created a new one.
For this time around, Reinventing Community, I'm Sandra Slight-Brennan.
PassionWorks has just won the 2004 Governor's Awards for the Arts in Ohio for Community Development and Participation. To hear Get Up and Fly and to find out more about PassionWorks, go to our website, www.thistimearound.org. This Time Around is funded in part by a grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission.